Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been. We have the strongest economy in the world. Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world. The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States. An overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy.
I'm sorry, how embarrassing that the leader of the free world goes to Europe and criticizes the Supreme Court of the United States and calls their decision destabilizing? What exactly did they destabilize? Wow. Tommy Pickett is with us right now, RNC Rapid Response Director. Tommy, what do you even say to something like that?
I mean, I was shocked when I heard it. I mean, talk about a president who, you know, ran on unity, completely abandoning that promise yet again to go overseas and attack one of the three branches of government, one of our most important institutions. And then even to claim the first part of that sentence, that our economy is robust when our economy is actually shrinking. I mean, I don't even know what he's talking about. And to say the Supreme Court is what's destabilizing, it's so detached from reality and not only damaging to our credibility around the world.
Well, I could not agree more with that. Now he's talking about suddenly we have to do away with the filibuster because we've got to codify Roe and whatever it takes. Suddenly he thinks we need to get rid of the filibuster. Now, I played the bite a minute ago going into the break from him back in 2019. Go to cut one, Carl, please.
Should they end the legislative filibuster if that's what's needed to pass gun reform?
I think we have to make that call on the fly. Ending the filibuster is a very dangerous thing to do because it's been used by progressives the whole our whole time to make sure that we did not get rolled over.
So clearly, whatever principles Joe Biden had at some point in his career, he's throwing all that out the window now, or the people controlling him are throwing it out the window.
Well, it's clear, and I think it's been clear from the start of his presidency, is that Joe Biden is just not a principled man, which sounds mean, but he proves it time and time again. Back in 2005, he said that eliminating the filibuster would be a power grab, an arrogance of power. So he really doesn't care about what he said in the past. And it wasn't just Joe Biden either, by the way. It was Democrats up and down the ballot across the Senate for decades. Chuck Schumer said eliminating the filibuster would be the doomsday for democracy. The doomsday for democracy.
And wow.
I kind of find it shocking that what are they willing to bring about the doomsday for democracy, which is, again, is their word, is a bill that would force late term abortion on the states. That's what they're willing to eliminate the filibuster for. I think it's a really dangerous piece of legislation, even beyond the fact that eliminating the filibuster would do great damage to the Senate. And even Democrats have said so.
You know, Joe Manchin, it sounds like, and Kristen Sinema aren't going to go along with that. I mean, there's a little, I don't want to hang my hat on Joe Manchin or Kristen Sinema long term, but in the short term, they've kind of saved our bacon here.
Well, hopefully they'll continue to oppose eliminating the filibuster. Hopefully they'll continue to say, hey, we don't want to abandon what we've been saying for decades, like every other Democrat seems to do. I think, though, to your point about not wanting to rely long term, I think we need Republicans to win back that majority. I mean, we can't be hoping every single time Democrats want to do something as dangerous and far left as this, that we rely on two Democratic senators to stop them. We need Republicans in there 100% to stop this.
Tommy Pickett, my guest, RNC Rapid Response Director. Yesterday morning on this program, I interviewed a guy named John Wood. John has announced he's going to run for the Missouri Senate seat as an independent. He claims he's a Republican. He told me yesterday he's a conservative Republican, but he doesn't like the direction the conservatives who are running as Republicans in Missouri are taking. So he and John Danforth have cooked up an idea for him to run as an independent. The Senate's on the line here. I mean, has the RNC taken a position on whether or not this independent challenge by a Republican is in the best interest of the party here in Missouri?
Well, this is the first I'm hearing of this specific candidate, but what I will say is, once there's a Republican nominee, we have to unite around that Republican nominee. We can't be having people running as independents. That will divide the vote. That will only elect Democrats. And the stakes are just too high. Even with just this abortion legislation, like I said, it's not just forcing late-term abortions on the state. They want to eviscerate parental notification laws for minors that want to have abortions. They want to eviscerate health and safety protections in abortion facilities that are supported by 70-80% of the American people. And it's not just on abortion either. It's on immigration. It's on the economy. It's on foreign policy. It's on corruption, the Biden family corruption, which has gone completely unreported and uninvestigated by Democrats. It's issue after issue where the Democrats have embraced the farthest extreme. And if we divide our votes, if we elect Democrats, we're going to see massive damage to this country that's going to take decades to unravel, if we're ever able to unravel it. That's how important this election is, and we must unite around Republican candidates and Republican nominees.
It is a great point, and I hope people are paying attention, because John Danforth's PAC announced he's going to spend $20 million on this independent candidate in this election cycle, which it does not seem like that's in the best interest of Republicans in any way, shape, or form. Listen, Tommy Pigott, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. GOP.com, the website there, and he's absolutely right. You got to unite around who the candidate is. And we don't know who that's going to be yet. We don't.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.